Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
You become mature. Are you here with me? Are you here with me? You become mature. A mature Christian. There are three types of Christians. Do you want to write? Number one, we have what we call a baby Christian. We also have a children Christian. And then we also have a mature Christian. Now, all these things I'm talking about, it is not by age. You can be like Obrepon in age, but you can be a mature Christian. And you can be like me in age and be a baby Christian. You understand? Yeah. And I want you guys to grow up quickly. Grow up quickly. Grow up quickly. Yeah. The nice thing about Christianity is that you don't have to wait for years to pass by to grow. Yeah, you can grow in the shortest possible time if you want to. Ephesians 4:14. Bible says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. You know how babies behave. Babies, everything they cry. Or everything they cry. Whether they are happy, they cry. They are sad, they cry. They are hungry, they cry. They poo-poo, they are sick, anything, they cry. Now, the cry of a baby is equivalent to a Christian who complains all the time in church. Why people come and sing? They are complaining. And kwa for no obia akosi. And kwa we onu kwa akosi. Asem we su ewa sema. Odi apemso. Meanwhile, a baby Christian, this baby who is in the house, who is crying every day, he doesn't pay bills. He doesn't wash bowl. He doesn't do anything. He's just crying. You are in the church. You are not part of the choir. You are not part of those who are dancing. You don't do anything, but you complain about everything. And Adena also for no, and then the shoe no, Adena air blue. Aden blue shoe, yeah, they call him. And you also for unto me share blue shoe. Ah, ni humbeton. Adena and aye by no. There is no balloon in church. This one too, you complain. Everything you complain, there are no flowers. Why is that? When the pastor is preaching, he is drinking water. It is also for preacher, man, he should die before they pour water on him. People complain. Just say, they complain. And all these people, they are in our churches. So I'm talking about your parents. They complain. They say, we are doing a traditional Sunday. They should cook and bring. She will never cook. If people cook, this thing, salt, there's 2 months salt in the stew. Who want 5 years in the amba? Obi the amba, see there's 2 months salt inside. Water. She has not brought water. She will go and pick the water. Hey, it's your saying your coat. Now, Fanta pen on Mudiaba. Fanta pen on Mudiaba. Some of us, we don't drink Fanta. We drink malt. You will complain about everything. As a baby Christian, they don't contribute, but they complain. I'm saying that these people are in our churches. These are the baby Christians. Don't grow up and be a baby Christian. Move from that stage. When I was sick, nobody came to visit me. I myself fetch water and bath. Anka, who is sick? No, also for no, you come and fetch water and bath you. Anka, now as I'm sick, they should have made 3 church members come and stay with me so that some of them will be cooking, some of them will be fetching water for me. I'll be ambanting me, boyfu. I'm going to Roman. Who call Roman? Kwe, who call Roman? So I'm say, when you are sick, they also don't visit. I'm going to my mother church. I sorry hard here. Or don't be anyhow. You, if you go, you see that there is no love anywhere. You better love yourself. Baby Christian, they complain. They complain. Everything they complain. And then the woman and then the husband, as they are walking, the husband is not holding the woman's hand. Same way, so idea we need Jehu. She said, waka. And then he said, also for my minute, instrumentalist, you know, we show Munima, over some woman pen, my pa. Oh, if I who pay, you talk too much. One day, I went to the hospital to go and visit somebody who has delivered fresh baby. When I got there, the baby they delivered, the uncle had come before I went. So when I got there, the uncle was holding the baby. That's when somebody tell me they have given birth. I want to be the first person to go there. When the uncle held the baby, they are guns. Then the uncle said, "Hey, make a name called Quena where it was small, yeah, like a quano, Ushana, no, but pay my pa." I said, "Ah, how do you look at somebody's mouth and say, small baby, oh, small baby?" That's why when you give birth, it's not everybody you just call. This thing that you have said, you have written it on the life of the child. Everything people complain. When I was doing my wedding, after the wedding, like 3-4 months, I was there, then I had a call from one of my uncles whom I never knew. From my mother's, then he asked that, "Is this me?" I said, "Yes." He said, "He's not happy about something and he wants to discuss with me." I said, "Oh, what is it?" He said, "When he came for the, 4 months ago, when he came for the wedding, during the refreshment, Yamanu and Mombi." Oh! 4 months, what about wedding? People have even gone to toilet and then the rice has. He said he was so happy that the rice they were sharing. It's not rice to go and cook. Oh, jollof that they cook. Or see, I'm not being sad. Then, Hanupa. Two ladders, then Hanupa. Oh! Let me see what I'm saying. Chebi. I'm here because I'm a man. I'm here because I'm a man. I'm here because I'm a man. But I'm very sorry. So I told him that I will send him money so that he can buy rice and eat. Meanwhile, this is my uncle. I only got to know he was my uncle 2 days to my wedding. I've never seen him in my life before. People talk, oh, baby Christian, they complain. Everything, they will talk about it. Everything, they will complain. Chama. Yeah, coffee. Yeah, better how. Wake them up. Senior, the poor have put you into their fifi and you are enjoying the heat, you know. Obripo. Yeah. Everybody say, "I am not a baby Christian." Say, "I am not a baby Christian." Yeah. Babies, I said they cry, they complain. I had nanum ka engagement bi aye ko water pakra no wo hwe chicken na mu di ma ye kese kese sei na ya bai yi ase a wan ma ye yi they talk and talk and talk, they complain about everything. Then from there we move on to the children Christian, a Christian who is a child. They can help a bit. You understand? They can help around a bit. Like children, they can send you, go and buy charcoal, go and buy egg, and this thing. They can be sent, they can do a few things. But they too. They don't contribute so much. They don't do what? Contribute so much. They to complaining and complaining, stubbornness, like the way you children behave, disobeying. You see that Otia sorry demo. You see, they are coming to do something. Umba. Yeah. A child Christian. A Christian who is a child. Oba sorrow, but onum beer. You drink beer. Where I did my engagement, not engagement, but my refreshment, when I married, that it was a Catholic center. When I went there, by that time I went there with my wife. That we wanted the place. When we got there, the father served us. My wife already told him that, oh, I came with my husband who is a pastor. Then the man said, okay, he wants to give us refreshment. The refreshment, he gave us biscuit and club. Shield club. Then my wife said, oh, my husband is a pastor. The father said, no, this one is a beverage. Beer, no, a beverage. I won't drink. As I said, I will not drink, he opened it, then he started drinking. Oh, no, more, no, cry. A child, Chris. Hey, you are giving me sexy eyes. Oh. But this morning, you people are feeling sleepy like this. Sit up. We are going. When they say go and sleep, you didn't sleep. Yeah, you are not sleeping. But I told you, when you get home, some of you sleep in the bus and the truck driver will take you away. When you go, you sleep this afternoon, you wake up tomorrow morning. When I say that you go and sleep, you have not come here before. Me, I know here. And I say sleep. You sleep. Even me, pastor, when I leave here, no, I go and sleep. You say you sleep. You are looking at crocodiles. Crocodiles who are screaming. You are happy and you are giving them fans. Now look at you. Now the crocodiles, they are still swimming, but you are feeling sleepy here. A baby Christian. So avoid a baby Christian and also avoid a child Christian. You must go in for what we call a mature Christian. To be a mature Christian, you must know why things are done. Children don't know why things are done. Yeah, children cannot perform simple tasks. Yeah. One day I was there and my wife called me that there was an emergency at home. She went out of the room and she left my two boys 1 year and 2 years or whatever in the room. You see the security door? There's some small knob be this way. When she walked out, the elder one turned the knob like this. They are locked in the room, in the kitchen. Now their mother was coming in. The place was locked. The two of them, they were there. They were crying. They were crying. So they called him, Fanuel, turn the thing again. The more they say you turn the thing, the more he cries. He was crying. Now, for 2 hours, they couldn't get him to turn the thing. So they have to go and look for somebody to come and cut the burglar proof. Somebody pass through the window just to go and turn that thing. Yeah. Because he is a child. He doesn't know why things are done and why things are not done. That is how you children are. But if you are a mature Christian, you know why Things are done. You know why we go to church. Some of you sitting down now, you don't even know why we go to church. You just come. Some of you, if you don't come to church, you know it. Wake up. Strong Christian, you are sleeping like this. Look at the t-shirt. How to become a strong Christian, and you are sleeping comfortably like that. Hey, leave her. She's shy already. Anybody who is strong must not sleep. If I see you sleep, Obripo, you are not strong at all. Sit up. All strong Christians should sit up. I want to see you sitting up. Strong. You have to act strong. Strong Christian. Say, I am a strong Christian. I say, I am a strong Christian. Strong Christians don't sleep by this time. It's very early. It's early to sleep. Too early to sleep. If you are a mature Christian, you understand why things are done. You must understand why. You must understand why we don't work with unbelievers. Why I'm saying that an unbeliever should not be your friend. A mature person will understand why an unbeliever must not be your friend. Yes. Yes. You must understand. Second Corinthians chapter 6. Verse 14. He said, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteous with unrighteousness? This is why you must not walk with unbelievers. Because there is no relationship between you and an unbeliever. No, you are not the same. You are never the same. An unbeliever must never be your friend. Never. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 and 15. Hallelujah. Yeah. You must be careful who becomes your friend. Yes. You must understand why Christians, listen, if you are a mature Christian, you must understand why Christians do not commit fornication. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. Bible said that, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication. It's clear in the Bible. Abstain from fornication. A mature Christian understands this and knows peace. A mature Christian. Number next. A mature Christian will understand why Christians should not watch pornography. Why Christians must not watch pornography. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22. Bible says that abstain from all appearance of evil. Everything that happens, because you are a mature Christian, you must understand it. That is why the Bible is there for you to read. When you read your Bible, you will understand what the Bible says about everything. My friend is doing party, a lot of boys will be there, and you are wondering whether you should go or you shouldn't go. Even the party is starting at 9 p.m. What party that we can't do it at 8 a.m.? That we have to do it at 9 p.m.? Beach party. Who party? Ninth beach party. Different parties. Yeah. The next one. A mature Christian understand why we must not listen to unbelievers' music. All the unbelievers' music, you know them. Camindo, Sugar Cane, you know all the songs. I said that a mature Christian understands why you don't have to listen to an unbeliever. Hey, if you are here and you listen to unbeliever music, stop it. Stop. It is very dangerous to listen to unbeliever music. Let me show you something in 1 Samuel First Samuel chapter 16, verse 15 and 16. Now, this was the story where an evil spirit from the Lord comes to torment Saul. And Saul said that he is looking for somebody to play the harp. And Bible says any time the harp is played, then he feels okay. Now, behold now, an evil spirit from God troubleth me. Let our Lord now command thy servant, which are before thee, to seek out a man who is a cunning player on the harp. And it shall come to pass, when the evil spirit from the Lord is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand, and thou shalt be well. Let me tell you this as I close. If somebody can play music to drive away evil spirit, it means that somebody can play music for evil spirit to enter you. That is why we don't listen to unbeliever music. Who see Stone Boy is your role model? Chatawale, you say he's your main guy. Wendy Shea, Mr. Drew, Kwame Yuji, Kiddy, Ras Kuku, these are your friends. These are your friends. Kofi Kenata is part of the people. Yes. Black Rasta, Black Onye, Black Sheriff, all of them. All Sister Efia and Efia Odo. I know the people. Taki. Adina. All these people, they are there. I'm saying that if an evil spirit can be driven away because of music, then an evil spirit can also enter you. Yeah, there was one musician, I've forgotten his name. He said he has sold his soul to the devil. Jay-Z. That's Jay-Z. When he coughs, people buy. And when he coughs, he sells. Yeah. Look, music has power. Music carries power. I'm telling you. Music, it has power to destroy you. Look, depending on the song that is sung, the atmosphere can change. Any song, we can sing a song here right now, the atmosphere will change. Be careful of the music you listen to. Be careful of the type of music you have on your phone. A mature Christian, when you understand this, you will know peace. Don't feel I'm preaching, though. You are sure I'm preaching. Esther, am I preaching? I'm preaching. Thank you for encouraging me. Yeah. A mature Christian, you must understand why we don't listen to unbeliever music. We have a lot of songs we listen to. Why don't you listen to the song Christians listen to? Unbeliever Akakra, when you come to church, the main praise and worship leader in the church, you are listening to unbeliever music. You are the one that lead us opening prayer, praises and worship. You are the same person that also sing unbeliever music in the house. Shame on you. I said shame on you. Yeah. Next one. I have a lot here. I'll just go through. I've seen one here. A mature Christian understands why Christians do not cheat in examination. Why must you not cheat in examination? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28. Bible said that, let him that stole steal no more. Let him that stole steal no more. Don't cheat in exams. Hey, you are giving me sexy eyes, pa. It's okay, I like it. Let him that stole. Some of you, your parents will send your class teacher Momo, and your class teacher will give the questions to you. Solve. Now, even as low as class 5, class 6. They sell apple. Yeah. They sell apple. Now, you think you are doing me? If your mother is buying apple for you, you think you are doing me? You are not doing me. You are not doing the class teacher. You are doing yourself and you are doing your mother. Let him that stole steal no more, but let him labor. The labor there is lame. Labor. If your feet are hurting, fetch water and put them inside and take your book and sit down on your buttocks and learn. A mature Christian understands why Christians tell the truth. Why Christians do what? Tell the truth. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25. Wherefore, putting away lying. Putting away what? Lying. Let every man speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Put away lying. Everybody say, put away lying. One go. Put away lying. Put away lying. You lie too much. You are a liar. Everything you say is a lie. You are a deceiver. You are a cheat. There is nothing you will say. That is the truth. You are a pathological liar. I have to use the word because I'm a doctor. You also become a doctor one day. Yeah. Are you understanding certain things? Are you understanding certain things? Yeah. I like this one. A mature Christian understands why Christians remain virgins until they marry. Why must you be a virgin before you marry? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 3. Bible says, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Don't do it even once. I said, don't do what? Don't do it even once. Don't let it be named among you. Nobody should refer to you as his sex partner. And I'm a girl. A lot of girls have broken up because they don't want to give the man sex. They are coming for sex. Go and look for prostitute. Don't come here. Don't come here. Yeah. Till you are married. You understand? Till you are married. Yeah. Boys, close your zip till you are married. But this thing, if they leave you, nobody will teach you. Nobody will preach to you. Nobody will tell you these things. Now, even it is one of the things people even encourage in churches. Oh, a mature Christian must understand why Christians do well in exams. Why you must do well? Hey, if you don't do well in exams, they will insult us. No. You must understand why you must do well. 1 Timothy 3, verse 7. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 7. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without. A good report. A good report. Look, when we're in school, we're intelligent. We pray, but we learn. Pray. We prepare. Kaba. We wake up at dawn. Midweek service, day in convention. We can go and come back. We do 24 hours prayer. Yeah. We used to have a certain, we call him Pastor Augustine. When he's leading prayer. We pray. Esther, we pray, but we learn. We don't fail our exams. We learn. Don't let people insult us. We have Pastor Kumi. Pastor Dr. Kumi. No, he's a doctor. Pastor Dr. Owusu Imando Owusu Kumi. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 7. You must have a good report. Your report must be good. People that are not in the church, when they see so Akwawe or Yenipa, this guy is very intelligent. Bible says, he that walketh with the wise shall be wise, but the companion of fools shall be destroyed. Be a wise child. Be a wise child. Hallelujah. Be a wise child. You must. Next one. A mature Christian understands why Christians must forgive others. Why Christians must do what? Forgive others. Esteem, why you must forgive? Fache, assemble, fache. Why? Learn how to forgive. Let me read this scripture in Mark chapter 11. Mark 11, 25 and 26. He said, and when ye stand praying, forgive. If ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive you your trespasses. This is why we must forgive. A mature Christian understands why things happen. The difference between a fool and the wise is that the wise person understands why things work. A fool doesn't understand anything. And you see, that is why foolishness is associated with children. Because children don't understand many things. Bible said that foolishness is bound to the heart of a child. So, as young as you are, babies and children, collectively, you are fools. This is your heart. This is super glue. This is foolishness. We attach it together. It is when you grow up and you begin to understand things that the foolishness goes away. Yes. And another thing that can make the foolishness go away is caning you, beating you. Bible said that in the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. There's something we call rod of correction. Nobody beat you. Your house, nobody beat you. Because you are Ghana most beautiful. Your father said if they beat you, you get scar and your skin will be, hey, you know the beatings we've collected that our skin is still fresh like this. Sweetheart, you are trying. The spirit is willing. This spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. But when I say people should come here at 6 o'clock, you didn't come here at 6 o'clock. You are in a hurry to go. I've been preaching. It's not even 1 hour yet. What I've been talking about, it's not 1 hour yet. It's your bus in. Coming. Your bus is not even in. Or you are hungry. Okay. Oh, I'll give them. If I give you break, you take pictures and you go and eat. Then you wait for your bus. If your bus comes, then you go. So just give me 2 minutes and I'll wrap up. Debbie, what have you from your face? Are you okay? A strong Christian does not frown his face. A strong Christian always smile. Everybody give the Lord a smile. Smile. A smile. Everybody say a smile. A strong Christian understands why Christians pray every day. Christians must do what? Pray every day. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Bible says that pray without ceasing. See, all the scripture, anytime I mention the scripture, mommy knows it. Look, become Christians who know scriptures. Don't become Christians that say that the Bible say, the Bible say, Bible say where? Know the scriptures. You must do what? Pray, because the Bible teaches us to pray every day. So to pray every day without ceasing is to pray every hour, every minute, every day. It is the most natural thing for Christians to do every day because we are told to pray every day. Learn how to pray every day. As a Christian, you must pray every day. And I'm telling that you guys should learn how to pray at least 30 minutes every day. Pastor, where are we going to get the 30 minutes from? Where do you get the 30 minutes from to watch your movies? You can watch movies for 5 hours. Yeah. A strong Christian understands why Christians read their Bibles every day. Why Christians read their Bibles every day. Matthew 4:4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Everybody say every word. Say every word. Say every word. Yeah. You must understand why we read the Bible. We read the Bible because we also live on the word of God. So if you have a Bible and you are not reading it, it means that you are not living on the word of God. I love what I'm preaching. So excited. Every word, every word, every word. I pray that God will help you. As you go back to your church, God will help you. As you go back to your church, you are going to be a changed Christian. You are going to be reading your Bibles. You are going to be praying. You are going to be doing something in church. Help to do something in church. Yeah. Don't sit down. They do everything for you. The moment you sit down and they do everything for you, you become a baby Christian or a child Christian. But a mature Christian helps the church. A mature Christian. That Christian helps in the church. May you help in the church. Oh, I said, may you help in the church. Yeah. May the business of the church be your business. Yeah. May it be your business. I think I will end here. Our camp is finished. I'll end here. Yeah. I pray for you.
This has been the Unadulterated Word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.